Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Create Your Own Reality podcast, where we share motivational quotes, ideas, and stories to uplift, encourage, and inspire others. If this is your first time listening to the show, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you're able to take something from this episode to turn your day from good to great. Let's get into it. A great pleasure in life is doing what people say you cannot do. When growing up, people always ask, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" As a kid, the typical answers are doctor, vet, fireman, teacher, or maybe a nurse. Any occupation a kid has heard of or been exposed to. As people grow up, they begin to become aware of different jobs as they learn more skills and experience more in life. When parents or teachers ask this question to kids in middle school, there might be a bit more diversity in the answers, but they're mostly still the same. By the time they reach high school and they have to decide on a major for college, there are typically three groups of people. Those who haven't faltered in their idea of the occupation they want, those who have absolutely no idea of what they want to do, and those who have an idea, but it's something that is not very common or accepted amongst many people. The most common of these last group would be the artists. Anyone who wants to go into a creative field is often looked down upon, laughed at, or told they would never make it. Why is it that those types of occupations are so frowned upon? Is it because most people would consider them hobbies? Or is it because those jobs are something they also aspire to do at a younger age, but never had the dedication or desire to go through with? Either way, there are always going to be people in life telling you that you can't do things. A certain job or occupation would be the main one, followed by specific dreams or goals you have set for yourself. It is so crucial to tune these people out. You don't need that sort of negative energy surrounding you when you're on a path to success. In some cases, I get this may be more difficult than others. They might be family who you can't really escape. In a situation like that, be polite as possible, but don't take any of their comments or advice to heart. Acknowledge what they have to say, but brush it off your shoulder as quickly as possible. If you have friends who don't support certain things you do, you should definitely reevaluate your friend group. It's so important to be cautious with your group of friends. You are like the five people you spend the most time with. Be extremely intentional about who you surround yourself with in order to reach your goals. By surrounding yourself with like-minded people who also have dreams, goals, and aspirations, you will be able to help each other and hold each other accountable to work towards those ideas and eventually prove everyone wrong. The number one key is discipline. Success is nothing without discipline. You can have the greatest idea in the world, but if you keep it to yourself or keep it written on a piece of paper in your room, no one will ever know about it. As you work towards your goals, just remember, not everyone is going to be rooting for you. Focus on the ones who are and prove the rest wrong. Thank you so much for listening. As a small podcast, it really means a lot. If you like this content, please be sure to share it with your friends or leave a review. Comment down below to share your takeaways with others or just to say hi. New episodes will be released every Thursday. Stay tuned for any new updates. Until next time, stay motivated, be inspired, and don't forget to encourage others.